You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 168. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hello, friends. This is a quick announcement before the podcast. Did you see your email last week? And did you see? I'm excited to announce that I am hosting my first event for the creative business owner. I'm actually collaborating with a beautiful floral designer, Alyssa Van Gilder, coming all the way from New Hampshire. The two of us are hosting a weekend workshop followed by a Monday morning business brunch. And Alyssa's going to be sharing her tips and techniques and just showing us how she creates the beautiful floral arrangements that she does. And then we are going to take that inspiration and paint it in the afternoon. And we have two different workshops. On Saturday, it's going to be a floral arrangement, more of a still life arrangement. And on Sunday, we're going to collaborate and create an install together, an installation together. And on both days, we're going to use the floral inspiration we create together in the morning, and I am going to be stepping you through floral painting. And I can't wait. And then we're going to follow that up by a Monday morning business brunch at my home. And we will have a central Los Angeles location. It's going to be a very small, intimate gathering. So I recommend if you are planning a trip to LA or you would like to get together in person to go ahead and reserve your spot right away at creativethursdaycourses.com/all-one-word, lowercase, floral painting. And we have set it up so that you can choose from each individual day in the event, or you can attend all three for a special price. And then this is kind of a no-brainer for all my business owners out there. We are including a photographer to shoot a headshot for you and also do brand photography or create photographs that you can use for your brand while you're working, painting. It's going to be so great. I mean, this is one of the most important pieces to your business, is having the right photography and having the right imagery and really just setting, you know, putting your work and your brand in a setting that really elevates it. And we want to help you to do that, along with inspiring you creatively and sharing business knowledge. Not only has Alyssa owned her floral shop, Apotheca, in New Hampshire. Some of you know Alyssa's shop. It's so great. Such a small world. Not only has she owned that shop, which is now a seven-figure business, for the past 15 years. Oh, and by the way, she also built that business as a single mom. So she's very passionate about helping fellow women creative business owners to build their own business. And she too has a membership that supports, guides, coaches, mentors, women wanting to start their own flower shop called the Botanical Business Society. So the two of us, we met at a conference last year and we hit it off right away. And we talked about collaborating, and it is happening this April. Save the dates for April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Or like I said, if you can just attend for one day, we are happy to have you. We welcome you. We would love for you to attend all 3 days so that you can get the full experience plus the photography and just really, there's something about immersing yourself in experience for more than one day that really does a reset on everything. We just want to completely refill the tank for you creatively and support you with your next steps in your business and do that in person, which is such a special, gosh, now that we have all this online interaction, I'm sure you've heard me talk about it before, but it is such a special moment when we get to connect in person, especially when we've been working together online. It just takes everything to a whole other level. So if you are part of my Successful Artist Challenge, then you know I've kind of put out there, so now I'm going to put it out to you on the podcast as well. Save the date. In the next 3 years, I plan to host an event for artists in business, a bigger event that will potentially be for between, goodness, 200 to 500 people. We'll see. We'll start at 2. We'll start at 100, but I would like a little bit of a bigger event, and I'm working towards that, and this is the first step in that direction. So there will probably most likely be more of these. I don't have them all scheduled yet, but this is the first foray into creating this kind of event and also collaborating because obviously, clearly, or maybe not obviously, I'm imagining an event that will be collaborating with other wonderful creative business owners who can also share knowledge, support, creative inspiration with you. So just putting it out there, you know how I feel about staying accountable. So that kind of puts it on my calendar. I've shared it in more than one place, but first join us in April 18th, 19th, 20th. It's the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Come spend the weekend with us. I know that you're going to have a fabulous time. It's going to be incredible. If you haven't seen Alyssa's work, please go see it at Apotheca. And it's spelled APOTHECA Flowers. So at Apotheca Flowers on Instagram, we'll give you a good overview. And then you can visit Alyssa's website. She works on events or creates installations and floral centerpieces and bouquets for events and weddings, and she hosts workshops and is equally as passionate about helping fellow creatives in business to really fulfill their dreams and succeed in business. And she is just a delightful human to boot, of course, so kind and so supportive. I just can't wait to host this workshop and yeah, and come already. It's going to be awesome. That's all I have to say. It is. So I talked about how I'm not hosting a retreat in Europe this year. And so maybe I'm doing some more local events like this. And that is one of the ideas that we have been working towards. So again, creativethursdaycourses.com/floral painting. And we can't wait to see you. All right, now on with the rest of the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day. You, my friend, are first on my list this morning. So it is morning when I am recording this, and I guess where I am recording this as well, in Los Angeles, California. On this pre-spring day, I woke up early and I heard the birds starting to sing, and I love this time of year. I love this time of year, and I'm getting excited for what's to come, but then again, when am I not? So I am about to have coffee time with Sean, which puts me in a place of keeping this one short and sweet for you. And what I want to talk to you about today is, are you betting on you? So for the record, you may have noticed I'm starting to talk to you a little bit more about mindset and talking to you a little bit about what I'm learning about when it comes to your conscious mind versus your subconscious mind. I'm also working on creating a really special project and product with you and your mindset in mind. And what I'm saying, the reason I'm saying for the record is I have switched gears a little in my learning and have been focusing and learning from new mentors, been focusing on my own mindset and understanding where I come up against myself for the shortest version. I'm not on the other side of that yet, so I'm just going to be sharing a little bit here and there as I learn more. In fairness, I have been interested in understanding this way of living, way of being for probably close to 20 years. And I got off track. I'm trying to make this short. I got off track, which I've shared with you in the past, with some personal things that happened that really made me question, am I understanding all of this? You know, I sort of thought I had a handle on the direction of my life, and things started to get unclear for me. And I'm intentionally being vague because each one of these topics is a bigger story that, not to worry, I will continue to get to. I'm just at a place now where, as you know, I've put a lot of energy and investment into the business side and learning more about the marketing side of my business. And I'm continuing on that trajectory, but now I have also made the decision to invest in understanding my mind. Because I will tell you this, I have proven to myself and that you can have all the practical information out there, but you won't be able to get around knowing yourself and knowing how to move to those next levels. You can't get around some of that journey, and you don't want to. You want to go all in. If you're really going to live this life to the fullest, you're going to go all in. And I share this with you to say that I certainly think about and reference mindset a lot when it comes to my teaching and coaching, because I know there are a million practical tips and everything out there, but if you're not getting the results you want, you have to start going a little bit deeper. And I wish I could say, oh, you don't have to, and you can just follow the steps. You got to do both. When I look at results in myself and I look at results with the people I have the honor of working with and coaching, I see both happening. And all of this to say that as I become more educated and experienced in this side of both my personal and business life when it comes to mindset, I cannot wait to share it with you. That's the short version. Cannot wait to share more with you. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There always is. You can rest assured, pretty much always. My desire for learning and knowing is not slowing down, and I am finally unapologetic about that, because so many times, and this is one of the reasons I love hearing from you so very much, is I think about you. And I think if I learn more about this and I become more skillful and mastered in this area, I can share what I've learned with you. If it works for you, great. And I always say, if it doesn't, and this applies to the podcast as well, that's great too. A big part of the journey, just as a quick reminder, is that part of knowing yourself and knowing what works for you. So all of that intro to say this, I was on a coaching call recently in a course I'm currently in, and more of a mindset course, we'll say. And I was sharing a story within the coaching call because someone on the call was talking about whether it was time to leave their corporate job because of security and benefits, financial security and benefits. And we all know, because pretty much every one of us who have become entrepreneurs in some way, shape, or form have made that decision. And many times with so many people out there showing you what's possible, there are a lot more people coming to that decision. And the story I shared within the coaching call in support of this person choosing whether now is the time to make the leap or not really spoke to the group on the call. So I thought I would just share it quickly here with you. And that brings me to this topic of, are you betting on yourself? So are you betting on you? Last year, I think I've talked about this before, I attended a conference and I chose to invest in my education in a monthly capacity more than I ever have before. Aside from maybe college. Yes. Yes, I did have the great fortune of having part of my college paid for. And then also my dad passed away while I was in school. So I also worked and paid for part of my school in the last year or two. Also applied for financial aid. Why am I going down this rabbit hole? Just to let you know, I am always very aware of what I am paying for in my education and actually everything. I'm very aware. It's one of my strengths is knowing what's going on financially and just being I sort of pride myself on being running a very lean business. And I still, as you know, I'm fully transparent with you, got myself into some debt by starting this business. Not recommended, but I have worked my way into purchasing a house in Los Angeles, and now I'm finding my way through paying back the rest of that debt, and it is going to happen. So imagine though, these decisions that you have to make where you feel like, oof, I am trying to pay other things back. Is this really something I can invest in? And how do I make that decision? Because the theory is that, especially when it comes to a bigger expense that you're not used to paying for, that many times you really feel like, oh, is this the time for me to add on to my expenses? And it does feel like you're walking a bit of a tightrope, especially when you know that that investment is going to help you grow your business. And that also brings me to, but you don't know, you don't have a guarantee. I'll tell you right now, I cannot guarantee that when you join the Expansive Artist that you're going to sell artwork like crazy. Nobody can make that guarantee for you because, as I say, I can give you all the tools and I can give you all the practical tips and I can tell you exactly what has worked and what hasn't worked for me so that you too can figure out what's going to work for you. But there's always a part of everyone's journey in business where you must do the legwork, the footwork. You must take the steps. You know what I mean. You have to do it. You can't get around it. It's part of being a business owner. It's a very normal part. But that means that when you go to invest in learning from mentors, you cannot ask them to guarantee you anything. And the majority of them will not guarantee you, but they will tell you, as well they should, because I know when people follow the guidance and suggestions I make and do the work for themselves, it does work. I know that. I can help you sell your art. I can. I can help you grow your art business and I can help you do all of those things, but you also have to meet me there. And this is the same for me when I am choosing to invest in mentors. I know I've got to show up. So that becomes the question, will I show up? if I invest, am I going to show up or am I going to bail out? Am I going to put my head in the sand? Am I going to resist what I'm learning? Am I going to argue for my limitations? Or am I going to follow through, take the next steps, keep going, even if I don't see instant success in the way I'm wanting right in that moment? Am I going to bet on myself? So when I was at this conference and I was making this decision, and you often have to make these kinds of decisions right away. You don't have time to linger. Sometimes now with courses and memberships and places where you want to learn, you have to wait a year, maybe sometimes longer. And a lot can happen in a year, so I don't recommend waiting anymore. Also, by the way, having followed mentors for a while, their prices go up. So you want to keep that in mind as well when making these decisions. And I'm not trying to be flippant about any of this. Trust me, I was really sweating bullets on this one. And what ended up tipping me over was the realization that if I didn't invest in something that I knew was already helping me, that I knew was already going to grow my business, that I also really enjoyed this mentor, if I am learning from this person and the community I'm a part of, if I didn't pull the trigger on this, well, A, where would I be in a year? I've already done that one before. I'd probably be the same place, still trying to figure things out myself to a certain degree, and also going a lot slower than I anticipated. And I realized I would be saying that I don't think I can make this money back and then some, which basically means I'm not willing to bet on me. And when you break it down like that, and that's okay if you come to that realization, because I have also bet on me and it hasn't worked. But we can revisit prior podcast episodes. To what degree did it not work? Because every single choice I've made has brought me here, and here is looking pretty good. And I was visiting with my friend last night for dinner and just talking about the clarity that is, I've said it so many times, but the clarity I have now, it has taken me every single step to get here, and it has taken me every risk that has worked out and hasn't worked out for me to get here. So I'm perfectly fine with it, and I'm really thankful for it. And is it always easy to have that attitude when you're not sure how you're going to pay all of your bills? No, it's not. It's not easy at all. But I am here to tell you that in that moment, I decided I was willing to bet on me. And every month since then, every time that I am up against myself and deciding, do I invest again? Do I make this next choice? Do I take this next step, even though I don't have it all figured out in front of me yet? Not that it ever will be, but there's still some uncertainty in how it's all going to come together. I ask myself, am I willing to bet on me? And really, you are the person who is worth the investment. And if you're not, then that's the conversation you want to have. Why don't you have faith in yourself? Why don't you believe that you can do this? And again, that is not a judgment. There may be very valid reasons for as to why you don't. But when are you, and what will it take for you to get to a place where you will bet on yourself? And you know that whatever it takes, you're going to show up for you. Because following my recent episode about, if you want to sell your art, start here. I won't spoiler alert it, but I gave you a very specific starting point when it comes to selling your art, and you must be willing to also bet on yourself to start a business, to become an artist, to continue to evolve as an artist, to continue to evolve and grow as a business owner. This is not limited to those of you who are just starting out. This is a continual process. Are you willing to bet on you? So answer that question the next time you're on the fence about investing in an opportunity with, and I really highlight this, a trusted mentor, not a FOMO. We're not talking about FOMO. I know you have to make decisions fast, and there's a reason for it, because it's actually good for you to just get off the fence and make the decision and jump in and not waffle every month. I may not. You'll never make the decision. And there's also a reason that people talk about having skin in the game and how valuable that is and how that makes a huge difference. And oh boy, does it. When you spend money on your education in this example, you will use it. Well, depending upon who you are, some people may not still, but that's a different conversation. But for those of us who are really excited to learn and know where we want to go and know, yes, this is a trusted mentor I'm choosing to invest in, I take that seriously. You know, I do. I also take it seriously when I invite you to put your trust in me as a mentor. When all of those things are in place and I'm still waffling, then it's about me. And it's about not believing in myself. And I know that, yes, when you've shown yourself that you tried something and it didn't work, it can cause you to second guess. It can cause you to question yourself. That's a little bit of what I was alluding to at the opening of this episode. But I want you to revisit the times where you bet on yourself and it worked. And I want you to highlight those, and I want you to know and remember that you got to those places for all kinds of steps that didn't work. It's just a normal part of the process. So if it is, then why would you ever not bet on yourself? Because you know it's going to lead you to the next step. And it may very well be the step that tips you in the direction that you want to go in a really powerful way. And you have to be willing to roll the dice on that decision. So I am not a gambler, just FYI. I know I'm tossing in some metaphors as if I am. I am the worst. I will only play the slot machines. And I just, thankfully, I've never had that moment where I had a big win. It's never pulled me in. So this isn't about gambling or taking a risk in that way. Okay, just to be clear for the record, this is about taking a calculated risk on you. Who better to invest in than you? And yes, I know for my parents listening, you would probably instantly think, my kids, I've got to invest in my kids. Yes, of course. Of course you want to invest in your kids. But many times, and you might want to invest in your mate and your partner and someone you love and you believe in. But I do ask you, if you have that knee-jerk reaction, why wouldn't you also invest in yourself? And why wouldn't you invest in yourself first? Many times we can see how we would invest in someone else. We don't always see it for ourselves. So I toss that one in there for you too, because I see a lot of people willing to plunk down fortunes, small fortunes, speaking of education and college. I do remember what my college cost, and it is nowhere. Granted, it was a little while back, but it's gotten exorbitant, in which case most online courses and memberships, hello, the expansive artists. I'm like, do you know what a deal that is? Do you know what you're getting? I just have to toss that in there. A lot. You're getting a lot. You're getting access to so much knowledge today that can actually make a difference in your bottom line. And I'm not frowning upon education. Again, that's another higher education. That's a great gift in itself and another conversation for another day. But I see a lot of people willing to put their dreams and plans and goals aside in favor of the next generation. And you're not done yet. So let's think about ways that you can make all of this work, and let's not put you on the back burner. Because again, are you willing to bet on someone else, or are you willing to bet on you? You are extremely valuable. You are worth investing in. You are worth believing in. And I will tell you that as much as I can share these messages of support so genuinely and purely from my heart, you will be the one that has to believe them. And nobody can make you do that. You have to find that in you. So my hope is that in sharing this story with you, that you will, if you are on the fence somewhere in your life about investing in yourself, that you will take this to heart and consider taking that next step and making that next leap. We'll just call it a steep, that you will take the steep and you will do it. And it will feel, you might feel a little sick to your stomach. You might. It's perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. And what's normal anyway? It's all relative. I'm just saying that that is common. And then once you do, you've got to stay invested in yourself and stay committed. And I know you can do it. I know you can do it. And that part, I am always cheering you on in just, I am here every week to say, I know wherever you are on this journey that you can take the next step. And I am virtually here with you to remind you of that and to support you. And always encourage you, do what feels best to you. Always, always, always. Just don't hide behind that excuse or hide behind that as an excuse, okay? Don't say, I'm not willing to bet on myself, Marisa, because right now this is what's best for me. I need you to be really honest about those choices because I'm not going to know. I'm not going to know. You can convince yourself and everyone around you. You, again, will be the only one who knows if you are truly making a decision in favor of your self-care and also you're betting on yourself in a different way, or if you are excusing yourself out of your success under the guise of, well, this just doesn't feel right. You're the only one who's going to know what that difference is. So I encourage you to stay honest with you and know that every time you are, if you are like I was in that moment where I made that decision and I realized, oh, if I say no to something that I know is going to help me, is already helping me, is going to work and continuing that education, I basically am saying I'm not betting on myself. And that was a tough one to swallow. It was. And I also know that sometimes your family members may not be betting on you. And I know that that can feel hard, especially if maybe you've had a run of things not working the way you planned, or you're with someone who's hyper secure and needs a lot of stability. I know that that's challenging. And I know that it's challenging for the person with you who is wanting to support you and make sure all your ducks are in a row and has to believe in you betting on you. I know that it can feel more complex than just making that decision. And at the end of the day, sometimes it is about making that decision and then making the next one and the next one and the next one. So thank you for sending me emojis. I love hearing from you. I'm trying to think if I have one for this week. Off the top of my head, I don't. Maybe I will come back with one before this episode airs, but come and get on the wait list. I would be honored to be your mentor. Come and get on the wait list at creativethursdaycourses.com and join us in the Expansive Artists, and we will help you take those next steps and get you to your goals and plans and wishes and dreams when it comes to selling your art and growing a thriving art business. All right, friends, It was wonderful to spend a little bit of the morning with you. Coffee time calls. Until next time. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And thank you in advance for taking a moment to let me know that you're enjoying the podcast, either through DMing me on Instagram or leaving a review here on iTunes. I appreciate it so much. Thank you again for your emojis. And actually, if you made it all the way till the end, you can leave floral emojis for me this week because we're so excited to announce the workshop with Alyssa Van Gilder of Apotheca Flowers, a floral design and painting workshop weekend along with a business brunch. Again, you can find all the details and join us right away because it's very limited spaces available at creativethursdaycourses.com/floral-painting. All right, friends, have a beautiful creative week. Until next time.